And welcome everyone to another
Bah Humbug Edition of the Hour Bomb.
Bah Humbug Edition of the Hour Bomb. Really, Adrian?
I mean, come on.
It's the holidays. Really, it's Bah Humbug? Adrian, you still with us?
Yeah, hang on.
For those that don't know, unfortunately, Adrian is actually sick, and he is actually home for this show. And so, we actually have him over Skype.
Yes, maybe.
Yeah, I had to close the internet out because I can't be in the chat because I can't mute Mixler.
Sure you can.
There's always a way to mute stuff.
If you go up to the top, and the very first thing on the red bar there, click that, and it should mute it.
Once you click on that, you should see a little X.
And you should be set, buddy.
Hey, see, that's what I did, but it was still playing like double.
Huh. No, it did that for just a little bit on our end, too. But, once he got it muted, it worked out fine for some reason.
Yeah. So, yes, welcome to a Bah Humbug edition of the Hour Bomb, really?
I've been sick since Christmas, man, so fuck it.
Well, that's not my fault.
It is your fault.
How the hell is it my fault?
Because you gave me the herpes.
Heath, you gave him the herpes?
No.
No, you did, Jason.
I didn't do shit.
You told me it was safe.
You know what I can say? It wasn't my fault.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
You know it's going to be that kind of night.
It is, Heath. This is for you already.
Come on.
And I think that might be our first Gene Sitsky reference of the year.
No, I'm sure we've referenced him at least once or twice the 10 months we've been doing the show.
Yeah.
Pardon me while I get some M&Ms here.
So, yes. I can guarantee this will be the last one of the year.
Probably not even. We still got a whole show to go.
Yeah, I mean, it could happen again.
Hey, let me ask you guys a question. We can talk about this. Do we have a time limit tonight or not?
You know, I say no just because, you know, we're going to be talking about an entire year's worth of shit, so.
Yeah, no time limit tonight.
All right, that's kind of what I was thinking, too. So, how the hell you guys been, other than you being sick, Adrian?
You know, not too bad. I mean, the being sick thing kind of sucks, but, you know, I'm making it.
And did you guys have a good Christmas?
Yeah, it was pretty good overall. I can't complain.
Mine wasn't too bad. Unfortunately, you know, apparently sick is going around to everyone, it seems, because I wound up, both of my nieces were sick over Christmas time, so I couldn't get to see them. So.
Good Lord.
I know.
Glad I don't have to deal with you guys.
Yeah, luckily I have not been sick. Knock on wood.
Yeah, my wife's got strep throat right now.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Yeah. So, she's my wife. So, let's see. What do husbands and wives do? Adrian, you're not married, but what do you and your girlfriend do on at least, you know, multiple times in a day?
Kiss?
Yeah. So, my wife yesterday, was giving me shit, because she says I'm so old now. And, She laid on the couch to entice me to come over and fuck with her a little bit. Not fuck her, but fuck with her a little bit.
Uh-huh.
And we did a little making out and everything. That was yesterday when she was feeling bad and neglected to tell me she was feeling bad.
Nice.
Oh.
And we shared drinks yesterday, and we went out to dinner yesterday, and she's like, hey, do you want the rest of this? And I'm like, hey, sure. After she'd bitten on, oh, God. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
I'm just waiting for it at this point. Yeah, so
I'm sorry.
I might get lucky. This wouldn't be the first
time. I'm not sorry at all.
Fuck you. This wouldn't be the first time I've avoided it, and, you know, so.
Yeah.
But anyway. So other than that, I had a good Christmas. Dude, I cleaned up.
Yeah.
I got some cool shit, man. I got, actually probably one of the coolest presents I got was actually from my sister. It was, the CM Punk, white t-shirt, the best in the world. And then on the front, it said best 434 in front.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I gotta tell you what, he actually was wearing it whenever I got over here, and it is very awesome looking. I love it.
Yeah, I got that. I got the Triple H, Thy Kingdom Come DVD. Blu-ray, sorry. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet because I got like 4 video games for Christmas and my kids got video games and I've had like 2 hours on the PlayStation since Christmas, so.
Yep.
Yeah, fun stuff. My mother-in-law bought me the WWE 50 Years of History thing, which was actually one of the cool Blu-ray features on that. The John Cena CM Punk match from Monday Night Raw back in February.
Yep.
That's it in its entirety.
You know what I didn't get for Christmas that I really wanted?
A blowjob from Angie?
Well, no, I got that.
Okay.
No, what I really wanted was my copy of WrestleMania 30 on Blu-ray that I won earlier this year.
What? I think we have a bad connection.
Yeah, I'm sure, Dick.
Right. What? Hey, money was tight, dickhead.
Yeah, how much money did you get for Christmas?
I don't know, not a lot.
Yeah.
I don't know, I haven't added all of it up yet.
Right.
It's coming, shut up, it's in the mail.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is.
Yeah, the check's in the mail, too.
Yeah.
Hey. So
let me hold my breath.
Yeah, you go ahead and do that, and we'll see what happens first. You get it, or you pass out. One of those two are going to happen first.
I'm willing to bet it's going to be pass out. But
let me check. Heath, I think he's right. Do you think? I think he's right, too.
Yes, okay. I think he's right.
You'll get it. I honestly forgotten about it until you brought it up just now. Yeah. So.
And hey, you know what? I want to wish you a happy birthday, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Happy 32nd birthday, dickface.
Hey, shut up.
Hey, and you know what?
What?
We were able to get you a special guest for your birthday.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You know, hit that button over there.
What button?
That one right there.
The one that looks like a giant cock?
Yes.
Okay, hold on. I don't know what this is, so let's see.
Is that the one that has Heath's mop on it?
No.
No.
No. That's this one. The one that has a giant mop is this.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
Yeah.
All right.
But he's waiting for us.
You know? Okay, oh, so this one?
Yes.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
Oh, well, thanks, Hulkster. That was very kind of you guys to get a hold of Hulk Hogan for me for my birthday.
Yes.
Not a problem.
I mean, after all, you know, you always got him, to come on to the show for us, so.
Yeah.
Hey. You gotta have it for you as well.
You know what? You know whose birthday is tomorrow, technically today, where they live?
Oh, who's that?
Glitterfist.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, Glitterfist. I called up my close personal friend, Hulk Hogan, and recorded a special message for you. Here he is.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
So, happy birthday to Glitterfist. And
happy birthday, Glitterfist.
Happy birthday, Glitterfist.
And Jason Heath will be handing out the birthday spankings for you. And
with pleasure.
You sick son of a bitch. And I think there might be another birthday on the network, too, coming up. And
oh, really?
I don't have it pulled up right now. So, if it's your birthday on the network and I forgot about you, I'm sorry.
And this is Jake Mullins, then fuck off.
Yeah, unless it's Jake Mullen, then, yeah, you can eat dick. Do I get birthday wishes from... actually, Jake Mullen was the first one to wish me happy birthday.
Hey, yeah.
And then, I got all of our listeners and TWR hosts, you know, good stuff. Yeah.
I believe Richard is wanting to join us.
I thought you fired him.
Well, I haven't yet. I had to bring him on so I can fire him.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Okay.
As soon as I can figure out how to do this.
Yeah, adding in a... second person. It should be very interesting.
Oh, there's a way to do it. It's just okay. Been a long time since I've had to do it. Last time I did it, Zeus was on.
Oh, okay. So, waiting.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
Oh, are you with us, Richard?
Hey, in here?
Yeah.
Hey, there we go.
Kind of loud, buddy.
Okay, hang on.
You're good.
No,
you're good.
All right.
Don't touch it. That's what she said.
All right, Richard, you're fired.
No comment?
We wish you well in all your future endeavors.
No, we don't. Oh, hey, you know what? Hang on a second, guys. We fucked this thing up royally. Hey, welcome to another, whatever Adrian's word was, edition of the Hour Bomb. I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, joined, as always, by my partners in crime.
The big, bad booty daddy!
Big A, Adrian Masters here.
And the Jizz Mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath.
And I got nothing for him this week, so hold on.
You have a vagina! You have a vagina!
The one and only, Richard Berghoff.
You didn't plan anything for me?
No, I didn't know you were coming on until, like, you're like, hey, I'm on, and I want to be cool.
Yeah.
Hang with the cool kids.
That got canceled.
Why are you supposed to be in, like, Arizona, like, watching Michigan get their ass kicked?
Yeah, I'm actually supposed to be getting back right about now.
And what happened with that?
I need to get back and forth to the game from the resort, money for food, and then we lost our power this week, so...
Ew.
And we have no power Sunday morning till Friday morning.
Wow, yeah. Sucks to be you, buddy.
Yeah, thankfully my grandparents had a generator at their house, so at least we didn't weren't in the cold weather for Christmas. So
that is very true.
Yeah, but like you guys, I'm sick.
Oh wow,
man! I'm telling you, everybody's getting
down
sick.
With it and spread to my family.
All right, Adrian. Now you can continue.
All right, Richard, you've been fired.
How dare you fire me?
Well, you know what? I'm even taking away your Hall of Fame spot. You are no longer in the Hall of Fame.
Why?
Because you voted for Jason instead of me.
He made the smart choice. You are not fired.
Did I get any votes at all?
Yeah, Glitterfist voted for you.
Well, thank
and
you,
I think Jake Mullins voted for you, too.
And thank you, Jake Mullins.
Well, we got to throw that one out, because that one doesn't count.
Yeah, fuck it.
He's Australian. He doesn't count.
So, Adrian, we're going to go and close out that poll now, and you're the winner. So,
hang on. I'm getting the poll pulled up right now. Let me see if that's actually true.
All
right.
You had a little thing on Facebook about who is the best, better host on the show. Myself, which is the clear, obvious answer. Heath, which... I think those are just pity votes. That's kind of like voting Libertarian in the presidential election.
Actually, Jason, Heath won.
Are you fucking serious? Did you change your vote?
Yes, I did.
Okay, well, that doesn't count.
Wow.
So, Adrian, since this was your brilliant idea, and you won because I'm changing my vote, back to you. So,
That would actually make it a tie between me and Heath.
Well, you have more time to... Well, you're better at this kind of stuff than he is.
I can't argue with you on that.
You get to plan a show in January.
Fair enough. And it's not going to be the double show.
The double show.
The double show with Shooting from the Hip.
Oh, yeah. If that still happens, I don't know if it is.
I'm sure it is.
Well, I don't know, because we'll talk about that off air.
That is yet to be disclosed.
Yeah.
Okay.
So there'll be a week in January where... Me and you are going to switch roles. I'll run everything still, but the entire show is up to you. How about them apples?
All right, cool, whatever. I'll do it.
All right, there we go.
It'll be the best episode of the Hour Bomb ever.
Oh, boy. That's impossible. I'm thinking...
I'm fairly certain it will be.
I'm thinking it's going to be not next Sunday, but the Sunday after, so the 12th.
That would be... Isn't that the Sunday before Rumble, or...
Yeah.
No, it's a Sunday. That's a Sunday that's 2 weeks before the Rumble. The Rumble's on the 26th, I think.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's always the Sunday before the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, Adrian, the 12th, that's all you, buddy.
All right. Man. Well, I'm going to rock it out of the park like I always do, so...
No, whatever.
We'll get her done.
All right, so here's how the show normally works. I got a whole list of stuff to get through. And which I really do tonight, and I've got 1 hour to do it. Not tonight, because we are a no time limit hour bomb.
Because we're looking at the whole year in wrestling.
Yes, the whole year. Mm-hmm. And these two, these three assholes are going to try to derail me and get me on my tangents and make it to where I can't complete my list. Thank God there's no time limit this year.
Yes.
Or this week. So, Heath, who do we got in the chat room?
All right. Well, let's see. Hey, we got Mr. 269 Richard. Bulk up.
Thank you.
We have, hey, Big A. Bulk up to you. We have the R-Bomb Jason. Bulk up to you.
Ow, you dickhead. I hit me physically.
And let's see. We have Montana Man. Hey, bulk up to you.
And I believe Tom Foolery is on, too.
Hey, he voted for me.
Yeah, that doesn't count.
Hey, there's a should be a co-host one on there, right?
Nah. And yeah. I believe Tom Fuller is online.
All right, ball cup to him.
And I know Leonard Taylor listens on the download.
Ball cup to you.
Kevin Crittenden.
Ball cup.
The Rodfather.
Piss off.
No hard feelings from with you, huh?
And, oh, hey, wait a minute. I see one anonymous user. Dick.
There you go. All right.
The so, anonymous users get a dick grab, not a ball cup.
Yes.
All right. I got nothing else. That we wanna, you got anything else you want to dive into, Heath?
I have nothing at the moment.
You got nothing? Richard, you got anything?
Not really. Not this week.
I ain't got nothing. Adrian, you got anything?
I got this rash.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Damn it. When are you going to get that thing looked at?
That's what I'm saying. All right.
I got mine looked at, so.
I guess it's time to dive into the year in review then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, what started off the year?
Well,
the floated one winning the title?
Yeah, so we got CM Punk going into the Royal Rumble as your WWE champion. Not bad.
Sorry, Montana Man. That would actually be a cat that's, in our basement.
Yeah, that's my studio kitty. That's my guard kitty.
Yes.
Could you go away? I know you're cute.
Wow, I didn't realize how much you can hear kid.
I know, he wants attention.
Yeah.
Is the problem. And he's kind of annoying when he wants attention like this. Whoop, sorry about that. All right. So, you got CM Punk and The Rock. Royal Rumble to basically kick off the new year.
Yes, we did.
The Rock comes back and blah, blah, blah.
It was the greatest moment in the history of wrestling.
Really?
You're getting ahead of us there.
Yeah. That goes to you, Adrian.
I don't understand why you guys are so hell-bent on hating on The Rock.
Because it's not good for business.
It was good for business.
How is it good for business? To give the belt to The Rock so him and Cena can fight at the main event at WrestleMania? No!
Because it was good because it finally got us to change the goddamn spinner belt.
That belt was meant for CM Punk.
Exactly.
That belt wasn't meant for CM Punk because CM Punk never had it. How could it be meant for somebody if they never had it?
Because they decided to hold... That thing was ready to go months before they actually debuted it. And they're like,
be out in July, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, they're like, no. Oh, let's not let CM Punk do this, save it for The Rock, who has turned his back on us and is only coming back because he needs money. Again. He needs money.
Yes. Apparently his movies don't pay him well enough.
Well, when you do the fucking Tooth Fairy, what do you expect?
Yeah, true.
So, The Rock comes back, whether or not we think it's good for business or not, and we're going to agree to disagree, which, honestly, this whole argument is which one of you assholes is coughing?
That's me. And sorry.
Okay, good.
I'm muting the mic when I cough, so you'll know when I cough.
Okay. That discussion actually is what started the Hour Bomb. After the Royal Rumble, me and Adrian got into a huge discussion about whether or not this is good or bad for business.
I still say it's good.
I still say it's bad. However, I'm going to say not too long ago, you finally agreed with me on it.
I did not.
You did too. It was on tape.
I don't believe so.
We also had a very boring Alberto Del Rio as a world heavyweight champ.
Not at Rumble, was it?
Yeah, he was already
feuding with Big Show.
Oh, that's right. God, I blocked
this
that out of my...
Big Show was a blubbering baby.
Yeah, I blocked that out of my memory. Thank God.
Ugh. A lot of people did.
It's been a good year for Big Show overall, really.
Yeah,
he
got some time off to recover. And
then he, got slapped by a woman and fired and...
Yeah.
Jobbed out to Randy Orton in Survivor Series in 10 minutes. I mean, it's been a great year for him.
Yeah.
Outside of that, I'd say it was a decent year for Show. He was finally able to get back in the main event picture that he'd been out of for years. I mean, we all knew he wasn't going to win the title after Rumble. But it was nice to see him back in the picture anyway.
Yeah. Yeah. So, The Rock comes back, beats CM Punk for the title, ends CM Punk's 434-day title run just so he can lose the belt to Cena.
You know, I still don't hate this as a moment overall.
How can you not hate this as a moment?
Well, I just don't. I thought that it was good storytelling with the matches with him and Punk. And it was, the WrestleMania match was better than the one really the year before.
Well, you mean the fact that he was winded 10 minutes into the match instead of 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, that was definitely a key point in that for sure. However, The Rock was more effective than The Big Show, and The Big Show doesn't take all that time off. I mean, I'm not, no, that's not the best point of reference, but I mean, look how winded The Big Show was at Survivor Series.
Okay, let's also look at this. The Big Show's 7 foot and
462
pounds.
He's going to get winded a lot easier.
Yeah, so he's got an excuse. What's the Rock?
Okay, so being fat is an excuse.
No, he's not fat.
He's not fat.
The Big Show is kind of fat.
As big as he is, he's in shape. I mean, look at Andre. Look how big he was. He was 7'3", 500 and, I think at his heaviest, 72 pounds. And it was all from the waist up. That man didn't get winded for nothing. I've seen him compete. He could run faster than some of the guys that wrestle now.
And all The Rock's concerned about is, oh, I got to get bigger muscles. I got to get bigger muscles. Yeah, exactly. He looked ripped, but he didn't worry about his conditioning, and it showed.
Mm-hmm.
I got to agree on that. Because, I mean, yeah, sure, he's got big muscles. Look at the movie he was going for anyway.
Yeah.
Hercules.
He was conditioned for movies. He wasn't conditioned for in-ring competition.
Exactly.
He wasn't conditioned for anything really at that point.
Yeah.
So I think
for me, the biggest surprise, you know, coming in from Rumble to Mania, there was Swagger coming back and proving that he could still go for as big a layoff as he had from last year.
Well, Swagger.
He came back at Elimination Chamber, and I thought him and Mark Henry had the biggest showing at Elimination Chamber.
Well, you're getting ahead of me. Just a second here. Hold that thought.
Okay.
So, The Rock comes on and beats CM Punk. Well, 434 days as champion. Let's just reflect on that for a few minutes, guys.
How many other people actually beat that?
Correct me if I'm wrong, guys. He's, what, 6 on the list?
Mm-hmm. I think so. That sounds about right.
So, yep. Not many.
Exactly.
And
it's quite an accomplishment.
And one of them did it twice.
Yeah, if you look at that list, you've got Hogan's on there, Bruno's on there.
Twice.
Backlund's on there. So, Hall of Famers there.
Yeah, legends. Exactly.
And, I mean, great title run. What do you guys think?
Yeah. And beat everybody they put in front of him. And he did it, and he made it look convincing, too.
Adrian?
Let's see here. Longest title reign. I'm looking at this here. His run as champion was good, but he didn't exactly face the cream of the crop of like the division. I mean, he wrestled John Cena a lot.
His that match was with Paul Stigler was really good, I thought.
From the Rumble, I believe, like the year before.
No, I think that was in.
That was Rumble 2012 because I was there for that.
Oh, yeah, because that was when he was threatened to be screwed out of the title. You're right.
I'm thinking over the course of time here, though. He didn't even main event most of the pay per views he was on. Now that's part of the issue.
Well, and that's not his fault either.
Yeah, I mean, it is creative that we're talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
And they got to milk Cena for all he's worth, so.
For as long as they can, because I'm thinking Cena 4 years, and he'll be done. With his injury problems, it seems to be he's getting.
No, I have a feeling he's going to be like Hogan.
Nah, I think he's going to be smarter. He's going to know when his time's up.
Well, he may know it, but then they pay him enough to continue doing what he's doing.
That could be a possibility.
It could be, but I think Cena's going to have enough common sense and enough brains to know when it's time for him to go, he's going to bow out and put the next guy up, which I think he's already done. He's already put the next guy in line to take his spot.
Okay. Am I missing someone here?
Kind of starts with a D, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think Daniel Bryan is really the way that they're going?
He could. Yeah. I could see him being the next guy.
Okay.
I mean, how many guys have cleanly beat Cena? That are still around in the company. Hunter, established. Established.
Undertaker. Show.
I don't know when did Undertaker actually wrestle John Cena, because I can't remember that match.
They did once, and that was actually Cena winning, but that was when Cena was going for the title against JBL.
Yeah.
And that was because of some outside interference leading up to Undertaker or somebody, I can't remember who, but...
Yeah.
Which is why I still say that that's your WrestleMania match right there.
Oh, you're right. However, there's rumors on what the Cena match is going to be this year. We'll talk about that a little bit more. Alright, so now we're diving into the Royal Rumble, Elimination Chamber, WrestleMania area.
Alright.
So Jack Swagger...
Who won the Royal Rumble this past year?
Huh?
Who won the Royal Rumble this past year?
Some douche.
Where's George?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, we all saw that one coming, too. We're like, as soon as The Rock won, we're like, Cena's going to win. All right, I'm pretty much done.
Well, no, Cena won, and then the main event was Rock and...
Oh, is that what it was? I don't remember the order it was in. It was fucking terrible.
I do.
Cena won, eliminating Ryback as the last elimination.
Yeah.
That's right. And then we all knew that The Rock was going to win. Then it was like, whoop-de-dee-doo. So they go into Elimination Chamber. And in this mix, CM Punk and John Cena had probably one of the best match of both of their careers.
That was the night after Elimination Chamber, though.
Was it?
Yeah, that was the...
25th. That's right. Yeah. So
I think that was the match of the year.
Yeah, I think I definitely think so.
I saw something from Cena I hadn't seen since early in his career.
Moves?
Yeah, Cena actually did moves.
I know, it was amazing.
Can you believe that?
Yeah.
You know, on a whole, overall this year, this has probably been one of my best years for John Cena.
Mm-hmm.
And it started with this match. Because this match, I mean, actually showed that Cena can wrestle occasionally.
Well,
what a strange concept.
It doesn't mean I have to like it.
Well, I understand you don't have to like it, but I mean, at the same time, this match was like it made Cena look better in my eyes, mm-hmm. And I didn't dislike him as much. I don't care for the character, but I learned to respect him more as a performer after this match.
I think he put a lot of his critics in their place. Not all of them, but a lot of them.
I am one of his biggest critics, and I still could give two shits less.
But is your problem with the character or the man?
Both, actually. I think most of the time he just mails it in because he's seen it. He can do no wrong. All he has to do is, you can't see me, and... Everyone's, Cena,
oh, he's the man, blah, blah, blah. Let's write him till we have to stop, and, you know.
I sense some jealousy in your voice there.
It's not jealousy, I'm just sick and tired of him. It's, you know, they might as well call it WWE Monday Night Cena. Friday Night Cena. Cena Mania. Royal Cena.
Compare him to some of the other guys. Has he ever had an attitude problem? Has he ever been suspended? Has he ever had any kind of problems like that?
Not that I'm aware of, no.
Orton's had three.
That has nothing. Hey, that has nothing to do with where I'm going with this.
I know it's not has nothing but where you're going with this. I think I can see where you're going with this, but still, Orton. I don't see why they're writing Orton like they are. He's one medium to big boom.
Well from Richard being
out.
Richard, to your statement there, I'll ask you: did you see John Cena's promos before the TLC pay per view? Because that really explains it.
Hmm.
For those that aren't,
I've never seen somebody put Orton in his place like he did.
For those that aren't familiar with that, Adrian, elaborate just a little bit.
Basically, Orton's been like the company man that they want the champion to be since he came up. They've always tried to make him look better than a lot of other people and put him in situations to succeed, and he's just been lackluster. And John Cena called him out big time on this going into the pay-per-view.
Did he ever?
That was actually probably one of my favorite promos of this year. Anyway, you were talking about Jack Swagger. Go for it.
Yeah, I thought he made that when he came back, and that actually kind of surprised me that he came back for a chamber. I thought he was going to make his return at Rumble. So that kind of threw me for a surprise. And I thought him and Mark Henry had the biggest showing at chamber in losing efforts. That kind of surprised me. It proved that they could both still go. Henry included. It proved he still had it. And that he never actually, quote unquote, lost it.
Alright. So, Swagger comes back, Elimination Chamber, and because it's Jack Swagger, and I didn't care about that match, How did he become number one contender?
He won that match?
Okay.
Yeah.
He won the Elimination Chamber match, and then your World Heavyweight title main event, Alberto Del Stinko against Jack Swagger.
At WrestleMania.
Yep.
But I think before this, we really need to talk about the rise of some other individuals that started out in the late part of 2012 and early 2013. That's Dean Ambrose, Roman Reigns, and Seth Rollins.
Yeah. I think they had the biggest year of anybody this year. Echo, Lima, Delta, Shield.
That who you're talking about, Adrian?
Yes, that would be it, Jason. That's correct.
I believe in Shield. But I also believe that eventually they are going to break up.
Well.
Oh, of course.
I mean, that's a given, really, at this point. But, I mean.
Hey, we just skipped an entire year. Shut up. And so, you had them that were starting to show up on the scene end of 2012, and then they really kicked in high gear this year.
Absolutely. They had, I believe, their first actual pay-per-view match at Elimination Chamber, where they took on the team of John Cena, Ryback, and Sheamus, and won.
Won.
Yep.
Convincing.
Yeah, they did. And an impressive win by the youngsters, who... At this point in time, Adrian, you didn't like them.
I did not believe in the Shield. I did not early on. I thought they were getting too much stock too fast, and I thought that it was going to be a mistake. It turns out, I guess I was wrong on this one.
And
I think a lot of people were the same mindset.
And who believed in the Shield to begin with? Hold on.
I think that was the Jizzmopper.
It was the Jizzmopper. And it was myself.
Yeah.
I don't remember that.
Of course you don't. Because
I remember when they came on, when they started at Chamber and at Mania, I was kind of in between. I had no clue who Dean Ambrose was. I knew little about Reigns, a.k.a. whoever the heck he was, and I was really sold on Seth Rollins' title black. I knew individually they could be good. Together, I was hesitant. As the year went on, I started to like them as a faction. And I'm glad they've talked about, is there going to be a fourth? Bring a fourth on. Who could that be? I'm glad they didn't go that route.
Oh, definitely.
Yeah, I think sticking with the three-man team was good. And, I mean, they won their titles. Oh, God, when was that? Extreme Rules?
Yes, that's when they actually won the tag team titles and U.S. title.
And the U.S.
Yeah, so that was...
No, I'm sorry. It was Payback.
Yeah. Was it Payback?
It was Payback.
Okay, so Payback was June, correct?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. It was my pay-per-view of the year, but...
So, they were on the scene roughly, let's see, 7 months. They all three, all three of them go into title matches at Payback, and they all walk out as champions.
Yes.
Not a bad, you know.
Exactly.
I thought it was pretty damn good.
Yeah.
I can't argue with that. Yeah, I mean, they've had just an unbreakable breakout year. I think all three of these guys are potential future world champions.
Yeah. And,
You know, one for sure, because somebody's going to tell him, look, make him a champion because I tell you to make him a champion.
Well, yeah. But, overall, the rise of the Shield this year has been pretty big. And,
indeed it has.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, I think we're going to see the ending of them sooner rather than later.
Mania or pay-per-view after?
That's if they make it that long. I'm thinking within the next month or so, they're going to break up.
I would see them having a big fallout at the Royal Rumble, and then I see them setting up probably for... I'm predicting right now a triple threat match for the U.S. title at WrestleMania.
All right. Yeah, it's going to... I'm thinking... The Shield's going to break apart at Royal Rumble because Dean Ambrose is going to want the other guys to take a fall for him because he's the only champion, he's the leader of the group, and Roman Reigns is going to be like, fuck this, and he's going to throw both of them out. And that's going to pretty well, you know.
Pretty much. Yeah.
That's going to be the end of it. And then Rollins and Ambrose are going to get into it. You know, this is all your fault. Well, no, this is your fault. And then it's just going to be a split soon.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Rest in peace, the Shield. Okay, so we Elimination Chamber, and then the night after Elimination Chamber, CM Punk challenges John Cena for his number one contendership at WrestleMania.
Yes.
Match of the year.
I think maybe, yeah.
Longest televised match of the year by far.
I'm going to have to, since I got the WWE 50... Blu-ray, that's one of the Blu-ray exclusives. I'm going to have to watch that match soon. Just because that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantastic match. It's in my top two of the year for sure.
All right. It was pay-per-view quality. I mean, you cannot deny it.
Oh, yeah.
And yet it was for free.
On Monday Night Raw.
Yeah.
So there we get the build-up from Elimination Chamber to WrestleMania. And...
Kind of lackluster build-up, I think.
The Rock?
With the exception of Punk and...
Undertaker.
There was hardly no build-up at all for WrestleMania, really. That was part of my problem with it.
Yeah, we talked about that either before or after WrestleMania. I'm trying to think of when we talked about it. It was... it might have been our preview. I don't remember. But we all felt the same. Is that there just wasn't... much of a build-up. They mailed it in. Oh, John Cena and The Rock, twice in a lifetime. We don't have to do anything. Oh, shit, we got to book other matches?
Yeah.
You know? And let's see, the World Heavyweight title match with Del Rio and Jack Swagger. It got to the point where we cared more about their managers than we did the actual match.
Yeah.
And that's not good.
That is true.
And then partway through, oh, I forgot about this, Jack Swagger gets busted for pot.
Yeah. When everybody thought they were going to take Swagger out of that match.
They didn't. I'm still shocked. And then,
I know. I think that might have had something to do with him losing.
Oh, most likely it did. But, and then we had the CM Punk Undertaker promos.
Yeah.
And
I think they actually played, you know, Paul Bearer's passing pretty well with it.
Yeah. Oh, I hated that.
I mean,
I know a lot of people did. I wasn't a big fan of it, but, you know, I think they played it good.
Well,
I think they did a halfway decent job of doing being respectful with it and not going over.
Hold on.
And this hold is on. Where Adrian starts bitching.
So you're going to tell me that CM Punk tossing around a dead man's urn is respectful?
If he was not in the urn.
In fact, if The Undertaker did not want to include Paul Bearer's passing in it, they would have nixed it right then and there. You know that for a fact.
Well, I'm not saying that The Undertaker wasn't okay with it. I'm just saying that it wasn't respectful. He dumped out the ashes. I mean, really? How you're called that respectful?
They went to the family and talked to the family before they did anything. Exactly. So if the family didn't like what they were doing or was really pissed off about it, they could have stopped it.
They would have stopped they it right didn't. Then and there.
They that didn't stop
that
it.
Doesn't make it respectful. That makes the family okay with taking a paycheck.
You can't deny that. You can't deny it.
I thought the CM Punk Undertaker build-up was great. I really, really did.
My favorite part of that match was when he had the Anaconda Vice on, and Taker sat up and was like, yeah, I don't think so. You're done.
And then I'm pretty sure just we saw the shit stains.
Punk's face was like, oh my God.
And don't get me wrong. I'm not saying that the build-up was bad, or it wasn't good. It wasn't respectful.
I mean, I thought it was funny at parts, like when CM Punk was tossing the urn and then dropped it, and oh shit, that was kind of funny.
Yeah, they had to really quickly bleep that out.
Yeah. Or with the whole, Heyman dressing up like him.
Yeah.
That could have been going over a little bit, but...
So, did anything else happen?
I mean, at Mania?
No, well, big, up until WrestleMania.
The entire crowd, I was going to say at Mania.
I don't think anything else big happened. And that being
said, if you wanted, the Brock Lesnar-Triple H match, I guess, was kind of, but...
Well, we're not at WrestleMania yet, we're just talking about the build-up to WrestleMania.
Well, that was the only other match they kind of built up.
Oh, you're right. They had that. Brock Lesnar broke Triple H's arm and blah, 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 blah.
Sean's arm and...
Yeah, whatever. So now we're at WrestleMania.
Yes.
Let's see.
The biggest event of them all.
And the longest match on that card...
Uh-huh.
...was John Cena defeating The Rock.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next longest was Triple H against Brock Lesnar. Mm-hmm. And then the next longest was Undertaker against Punk.
Yeah.
Huh.
Everything else was just...
Those are your three biggest matches, so that does make sense.
Let's see. The Shields match against Orton, Sheamus, and Big Show was 10.5 minutes.
Okay.
Del Rio beating Swagger was 10 minutes and 28 seconds.
Okay.
And then...
Daniel Bryan and Kane against Del Rio...
That was only 6 minutes.
Yeah, and the crowd drowning everybody out during the whole event.
Fandango. The Fandango match was 9 minutes. Fandango beating Jericho was 9 minutes.
Yeah.
Mark Henry beating Ryback was 8 minutes. And then, Team Hell No against Ziggler and Big E was 6 minutes. And that was your WrestleMania card.
Yeah. Like I said, the crowd drowning everybody out for Dolph Ziggler the entire night.
Well, this is... One of the things that actually bothered me the most about this whole year is WrestleMania was actually one of your worst pay-per-views of the year.
It was.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't love it. I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it. And I thought that it was not very good for WrestleMania.
I'll go as far as to say that every pay-per-view since Extreme Rules has been better.
Oh,
I think so. And the reason why WrestleMania suffered this year, let me check. Let me look back. Oh, it's because it was Rock against John Cena Part 2, twice in a lifetime.
Actually, I think that was
good for business.
That was part of it, but it wasn't the whole thing.
How was it not the whole thing? You booked it based around that match.
Because you didn't book anything else to go with it. That's part of the thing with WrestleMania is you have to book a bunch of good things. You can't just focus on one match, or it's going to be like this.
I understand that. However, having The Rock come back and be champion going into the event, they pretty much thought that they had mailed it in, and they didn't really need to build much of anything up. The Rock took away The magic of WrestleMania.
Fault or is that creative's fault?
Both.
Both.
Absolutely, it's both. If it weren't for The Rock saying, hey, I want to come back and wrestle again, then this wouldn't have happened.
Okay, and so it's The Rock's fault for saying that he wanted to come back and wrestle. I mean, let's
He's not a wrestler anymore.
Blaming the man for wanting to come back.
He's not a... I'm blaming him for wanting to come back. He's not a wrestler. He's an actor now. Don't come back. Don't try to be a shell of your former self. When The Rock was around, it was a part of him. Now he's Dwayne Johnson trying to act like The Rock. What the hell is going on?
He's typing.
That would be me.
Yep.
No.
My Phantom Man's getting ahead of us.
Are you just pounding away on the keyboard?
It's my laptop. It sounds like that. Plus my headset picks up a lot.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
I got a Skull Candy headset.
Oh,
probably why I sound a little clearer.
So, Adrian, do you see where I'm coming from here?
I mean, yeah. I do and I don't. I mean, I understand the point you're trying to make. I just think that it's wrong.
They could have booked it a lot better and a lot more in advance than 2 weeks before.
And you didn't have to have that be a title match either. There's no reason for it to be a title match. It went off good the year before when there wasn't a title involved. Why did you have to put the title on someone?
For a rematch, they needed the title involved. I'm sorry, they did. Otherwise, the match would have been pointless.
There shouldn't have been a rematch.
Rock passed the torch even in a loss. Even in a scene of loss.
Yeah, there shouldn't have been a match.
Didn't need to be a twice in a lifetime.
I'm just glad there's not going to be thrice in a lifetime.
Hey, never say never. It could happen.
No.
So.
Oh, God, no.
If that happens, I'm not ordering WrestleMania this year.
I won't even watch it for free.
I will keep my our $75 or whatever the fuck it is to order WrestleMania this year.
So we're not going to order WrestleMania and there's not going to be a post-WrestleMania hour bomb?
Oh, if it's The Rock against John Cena, no, we're not going to order it. We'll watch it, but we're not going to order it.
Alright, so I'm pulling for it to happen so I get a week off.
Oh no, we're still going to do a show. You're missing that we're going to still doing a show.
We're just not going to pay for it. Oh. Gotcha, okay.
Yeah, see,
why give them our money for something that we're not wanting to really watch?
Again.
Yeah. And so, Triple H beats Brock Lesnar in a no-holds-barred match. If Triple H would have lost, he would have had to retire. Oh, my God. You're already retired. You're already basically retired, so if you lose, you have to retire.
He had to retire from the wrestling industry.
Yeah, they finally spiced it up after they didn't clarify it to begin with, and then we shit all over that stipulation to begin with, and then they finally changed it.
Yeah.
Thankfully. And then probably my second favorite match of the year, Undertaker beat CM Punk.
Yeah, it was a good match.
It was.
And we had, on this WrestleMania, we had 3, 4, 5 guys debut at WrestleMania that had never wrestled at a WrestleMania before. 2 guys that had never wrestled before.
Yeah, one of them being Fandango.
Say it.
Oh, okay.
Oh, hold on. One of them being Big E Langston.
Yes.
Who, thank God, actually he's doing what he's doing now. And then the second person to debut in the ring.
Fandango. Yes.
Let's let the music hit. Just hang on here for a second. Keith loves it.
That's all I can stomach.
All right. So at WrestleMania, you had Big E Langston debut in the ring, and Fandango. And then you had the Shield make their WrestleMania debut.
Most debuts at a WrestleMania since 1, obviously.
Yeah?
I actually don't think that's true.
Most debuts in the last 10 years? 10 WrestleManias?
That might be true. I'd have to go back and look, but that's probably true.
All right. So
don't quote me on that. Just generalize.
Because I'm thinking that the year that they had the first like ladder match between the Hardys, the Dudleys, and Edge and Christian, I think that was all their first WrestleMania.
17. Yeah, that might have been.
Good God.
I still say that is the greatest WrestleMania match ever. Because you saw the greatest spear of all time.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And you, it's years later, and you still cringe when you see it.
Oh, yeah, the Jeff Hardy getting speared while holding on to the...
Ow.
Yeah. Because you know that is not...
You can't you can't plan for that. There's just no way.
No.
I mean, you can duck your head in, but that's it. That's
it's gonna hurt no matter what.
20 feet in the air.
Yeah.
And you just have to pray you land flat enough to where.
Yeah, it'll hurt, but at least you're not gonna
You're not gonna break your back.
Anything. Yeah.
And it's hard to believe that all six of those guys competed the next night.
I tell you what, that was some dedication then.
Yeah, I watched the next Raw and I'm like, how many pain pills did they take that morning?
All right. So there was,
speaking of the next night.
Yes,
hey,
speaking of the next WrestleMania. We had the internet craze of Fandangoing being born that night.
Yes.
Yes, we did.
Everyone is proud ever.
And we're going to give you a sample of that. Do, 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 do. Fandangoing was born.
Yes.
Michael Cole was an idiot that night because he's like, every night after WrestleMania is like this. No. That night was.
I mean, the crowd was just. Ape shit.
You know,
they were chanting everything from JBL to Michael Cole to, oh god.
Mike Chioda even got a chant.
Mike Chioda got a chant. This is awesome. There were so many.
Oh my god.
Yeah, there were so many chants going on that night. It was insane. And
I will nominate the Raw that was right before TLC though. That crowd.
Not as good.
Not as vocal.
They were really vocal at the end.
Right, but this crowd was hot all night.
Daddy.
And I don't think they got any louder than when we heard this.
Yeah.
Yeah, talk about one of the biggest pops ever.
Oh, God, that roof came off that place when Ziggler cashed in that night.
I had to turn my TV down.
Oh, man. I cannot believe how loud that place got. It had been a long time since I heard a crowd get that loud over anything like that.
Cause, I mean,
I marked out when that happened.
I think we all did. Let's see. You guys were both over here watching it.
Yes.
And we all, pretty well shit ourselves.
Holy shit.
Well, we all expected it to happen the night before.
Yeah.
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 We did. And then when it didn't happen, we got pissed. And then we weren't really expecting it. Who the hell did he fight that night? Who did Del Rio fight beforehand?
Jack Swagger.
Oh, that's right. It was Swagger. It was a rematch, and Swagger took out his leg.
Yeah.
And that's how Ziggler ended up winning the match.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was... And your new World Heavyweight Champion, Dolph Ziggler. Thank God.
Wow.
I think, and you gentlemen can correct me if I'm wrong, that was the longest that anyone had held on to their money in the brief, money in the bank briefcase.
Yep.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but I don't believe.
Yeah, 2 months before the pay-per-view, yeah.
Yeah.
Because Edge won it and then cashed it in that January. The January.
That's a close one.
That's the second longest. Edge was the second longest. So yeah, I think he did hold it the longest.
Wow.
And then, let's see, what else happened that night?
Chance galore.
Yeah. That's pretty well all that I can remember.
Yeah.
Ryback turning.
Yeah, Ryback's heel turn and...
Meh.
Yeah.
And Ryback's continued streak of being shit on pay-per-views.
Pretty well much.
Yeah. You know he's due for a pay-per-view win sometime.
Let's see.
Put him in a pay-per-view match with Zack Ryder. You know he'll win that.
267 days is when he held it. Sandow held his for 106. Daniel Bryan held his for 154. Let's see, 127 for The Miz, 63 for Punk, 92 for Punk, 70, 280. Edge actually held it the longest.
Oh, that was wrong.
Because remember that was the first year they had it, and it was at WrestleMania. So he cashed it in at the Royal Rumble that year. No, New Year's Revolution.
New Year's Revolution, yeah. It was right after Cena won an Elimination Chamber match.
Yeah. And right after Edge got himself disqualified against Ric Flair.
So, yep, that's right.
Yep.
So, second longest.
Second longest. And, I remember Montana Man said the wave during the Orton-Sheamus match.
JBL.
You know.
Best comment of the night.
And here's the thing. With that, the crowd shit on that match. But I remember I went back and watched it with it muted because I had a feeling that the crowd chants had influenced my opinion on the match, because I thought it was a horrible match. But I went back and watched it with it muted. It was a damn good match between those two. I would say it's probably, up until recently, Orton's best match of the year. Now, he's had some really good success the last few months, but Orton against Sheamus was really, really good.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember.
And I like how they played, you know, they both kind of played to the crowd, too, so, you know.
You with us, Adrian?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
You good?
You alive there, buddy?
Barely.
Yeah, I know how you feel, so don't feel too bad. I'm in the same boat. Cough syrup ain't helping much.
Yeah.
I'm on antibiotics and all kinds of shit, man. I'm fucked up.
All right, so now we're going into Extreme Rules.
Which is my worst pay-per-view of the year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think there wasn't much that panned out. I mean, we had, what, 3 weeks to the build-up of this? Something like that. No, I think we had longer than that. It was May 19th.
It was
May
19th. 2 months of build-up for this.
It was like 6 weeks of build-up.
Yeah.
And it still wasn't that good of a that good of a card.
Well, it really...
It's rare that Jay had that long of build-up.
Is they had the triple threat match booked for the ladder match between Ziggler, Swagger, and Del Rio, but Ziggler got that concussion, and so they took that match off the card, which took the one match off the card I really wanted to watch.
Yeah. That everyone wanted to watch. Cause
yeah, that match got turned into an I Quit match against with Del Rio against Swagger.
Yeah.
To determine the number one contender.
Because it would have been the first time ever three Money the Bank winners went against each other in a ladder match.
Yeah, the big match was, you had two big matches. John Cena against Ryback in a no contest in the last man standing match. That was the worst finish I think we've seen in a match this year.
Yeah, it ended with Ryback signing up and Cena out, and
the
match being a contest. Draw. I don't understand still how that worked.
Hold on, let's do a quick poll. Heath, I'm going to put you on the spot.
Okay.
How do you determine a winner in a last man standing match?
The person who is actually still standing at the end of the match after a 10 count, I believe, is done.
Okay, Adrian, how do you determine the winner of a last man standing match?
The first person, if they'd be down for 10 straight seconds, loses.
All right, Richard, how do you determine the winner of a last man standing match?
One guy standing, one guy down on the mat for a count of 10.
Okay, apparently we are all wrong, because it doesn't count if it's John Cena that's down. If it's John Cena that's down for a 10 count, then it's a draw. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that match did not make any sense whatsoever.
That was...
I actually went back and watched it.
They were both
down for a count of 10.
Hey.
They were both down for quite a while, actually.
Don't come to Cena's defense here on this show.
I'm not. I'm just saying. They were both down for a good few minutes. Before Ryback got up.
Well,
and that
the thought process there is Ryback was still standing. So he should have won the match.
He should have won.
But
I do apologize.
Logic, he should've.
The Shield didn't win their titles at Extreme Rules.
That's what I thought. And that's when Dean Ambrose won too. That's what I thought it was at Extreme Rules. Because I was pissed because we didn't get to go. And the other big match on that card was Brock Lesnar against Triple H in a steel cage match.
Because Brock had to get revenge and win a match against Triple H.
Yeah.
The metal sledgehammer.
Yeah. Which, it wasn't that match that they nominated for the Slammies. It was the one at WrestleMania, wasn't it? Or was it this one?
That sounds right.
WrestleMania.
Yeah, and that just, stupid. We didn't need to see this match at Mania, and we didn't need to see this match at Extreme Rules either.
Yeah.
Just, that's all I have to say. We had another WrestleMania rematch. We had Chris Jericho against Fandango. Whippity-doo.
Yep.
Dean Ambrose beat Kofi. Sheamus beat Mark Henry. Which we didn't get that one, because Sheamus, like, destroyed Mark Henry, who destroyed Sheamus, or Ryback at WrestleMania, and that didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good job booking. And the Shield beat Team Hell No. And then Randy Orton and Big Show fought too. And then we get to the summer.
Which started the best pay-per-view of the year.
The Rise of Daniel Bryan. And the best series of matches, I think, of the year. Between two people.
Starting at Payback, man. That pay-per-view still is number one on my list for the year.
Wow, that was loud.
Yeah, that... Wow.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Yes!
Oh,
yes.
Wait!
Oh, wait.
Feet!
So... I had to go back. Yes, I guess you will say that is. It was the beginning of the summer of Brian.
Yes.
Because there has to be a thing every year now.
So Payback. Payback.
Which is a really good card overall.
Stupid name for a pay-per-view. Stupid name for a pay-per-view, but...
Yeah.
I still thought that was really dumb. But whatever.
No, I got a dumber name for a pay-per-view, but we'll get to that later.
Oh, yeah. We saw Curtis Axel defeat Wade Barrett and The Miz for the Intercontinental title.
Why?
I don't know.
Because he had Paul Heyman, and it looked like he was going to be something, and he turned out to be nothing.
Yeah.
Let's start after that match, though. The pay-per-view gets good for, like, six straight matches.
I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, this was the culmination of the AJ Lee-Caitlin thing.
It was, yes.
And, you know, I go back to the Cinderella song, you don't know what you got till it's gone. And I was shitting on this feud, and shitting on this feud, and shitting on this feud. And then it was over, and then it went to nothing. I'm just like, oh my god, I need that back. Great feud. Great talent by both of them.
Yes.
Yeah. And that's in my view, they saved the Divas division.
Yeah, that was AJ Lee captured the women's title at Payback. Great match. They gave him almost a full 10 minutes for that match.
Something unheard of.
I know. Dean Ambrose beat Kane. Alberto Del Rio defeated Dolph Ziggler. That was Ziggler coming back. He was out for 4 weeks, something like that, with his concussion.
Yep. Like 4 to 6 weeks, yeah, he was out.
And they had him hold on to that title. They didn't strip him. They had him hold on to that title, only to lose to Del Rio. However, it kind of made sense. It was a double turn.
Oh, yeah.
Because Del Rio kicked the shit out of Dolph Ziggler, and kicked the shit out of him. That was actually a really, really good match.
The double turn there reminded me back to the Stone Cold Bret Hart double turn.
Yeah, and that's what we had talked about on the post show that night.
Yep.
Hey, but what's Dolph Ziggler done since then?
A whole lot of nothing.
What Jason Heath likes to do on a daily basis? Sucked a lot?
No, gotcha. I mean, the man's been delivering some amazing matches all year long. Don't get me wrong. I mean, everything he's done has been pretty fucking good. But, I mean, this guy's got nothing to show for it the entire year.
No, he's kind of gone in the crapper, unfortunately. His stock went down hardcore.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not really sure why. CM Punk defeated Chris Jericho.
That is a candidate for match of the year there, too.
That it was. The Shield beat Daniel Bryan and Randy Orton.
It was a pretty solid tag team match.
Mm-hmm.
And John Cena defeated Ryback in a 3 Stages of Hell match.
Yeah, the main event is the match that I think we cared about the least on this card, really.
Yeah. I just thought it was all crap.
Yeah.
The 3 Stages of Hell.
Yeah.
Of course.
Although the Cena-Ryback match, though, did produce a great meme, although, with Cena, you know, flying into the sea of superstars.
Yeah.
Did create some great picture and caption moments, though.
Yeah. I do remember that. That was, yeah. Let's see.
But overall, I mean, good pay-per-view. I'm not saying it wasn't.
Oh, it was a good pay-per-view.
You know, just wasn't my favorite, that's all.
Yeah.
Worst name. Second worst.
Yeah. God, Money in the Bank.
This pay-per-view, I still have mixed feelings on.
Yeah. Hey, we had the rise of the Usos in there, too.
Yeah.
Yes, we did.
Ooga chaka, ooga, ooga, ooga chaka. Oh, wait, that's not what they do before they come out.
I was going to say, that's the beginning of a song.
So, Damian Sandow wins the World Heavyweight title Money in the Bank match.
Yes.
Yes, he did.
Curtis Axel defeated The Miz. AJ Lee beat Caitlin.
Uh-huh.
Ryback beat Jericho.
Uh huh.
Oh, shit.
Ryback actually won a pay-per-view
match. He did win a pay-per-view match. I forgot about that.
I missed that one.
We've been saying it all year long that he hasn't won a pay-per-view match.
We have been wrong. We
all missed that one.
Son of a bitch.
But you know what, though?
What?
That just kind of shows you how we feel about Ryback when we don't even
realize he won a match.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly.
Yes. Del Rio beat Dolph Ziggler by disqualification for the title. Cena beat Mark Henry. And then Randy Orton defeated RVD, Punk, Daniel Bryan, Sheamus, and Christian. And the All-Star Money in the Bank.
Yep.
The John Cena-Mark Henry match was good, though. It was not a bad match. And that's when Mark Henry was going to retire.
Retire.
Yes.
He had the retirement speech and all that. That was hilarious.
God, that was one hell of a promo.
Yes, it was. It was by far some of his best work.
Yes.
You know, the one thing about this event that actually stands out to me the most, though, is the Heyman turning on Punk.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think so. And that's really... And the Damian Sandow turning on Cody Rhodes. That, too.
Mm-hmm. Because that was when I thought, you know, Sandow and Rhodes could have been contenders for the tag titles.
I think we all thought that. But that was that weird phase where it's like, they're on again, they're off again, they're on again, they're off again, they're on again, they're off again. What are they? You know?
Yeah, and that's why just true tag team at that point.
That's why I just wish they'd, you know, make up their minds.
And they did.
About time.
Yeah. They're better off single rather than as a team.
Yep.
Well, Damian's better off the singles wrestler.
So's Cody. He could have done good, but he's teaming with Goldust.
Yeah. I think Cody's a better tag wrestler.
Eh, I don't know.
Well, since joining up with his brother, you gotta admit he's become a really good tag team wrestler.
Yeah, I guess he has made more of a name of himself as a tag team competitor because he teamed with Ted DiBiase's The Legacy for quite a while, and then
yeah,
and he was teamed with Hardcore Holly for the beginning of his career.
Yeah,
and it's thanks to him we have to Cody that we have the White Intercontinental title back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
all right. Oh God, we're only to SummerSlam.
Which, hang on, I gotta post this for you here.
Uh-oh, what do we have?
Give me a second here, I'm posting it in the chat. Okay. This is from the Madison Square Garden event.
Uh-huh,
okay.
Over the past, it was about a week or two ago.
Okay.
Okay.
It's just something that amazing Cody Rhodes maneuver. You got to take a look at.
Oh, the yeah.
Oh, I heard about this.
Cody Rhodes amazing.
I just put a link in the chat for you guys. Yeah,
from
some
the top
insult.
Of a cage at MSG.
Great! I gotta watch this video for 5 seconds. Skippy, Skippy. I hate YouTube.
The good thing is it's only a 36-second clip. So
yeah.
As soon as it actually loads.
Yeah.
Because unfortunately, the internet connection down here isn't exactly the best.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Oh, that was Thursday.
Holy.
Yeah, as soon as it actually loads.
Stupid ad.
Yeah, I know.
Wow.
Skip to video in 1, 0. Skip ad.
All right, now let's watch this. Yeah, here it goes.
Against real Americans. Holy.
Oh, wow.
Good God.
You gotta admit,
he got
that was a damn.
That
good
was a
moonsault.
Really good moonsault. It's the first time we've seen this video.
Can you say a Daredevil Jeff Hardy-ish?
Can you say?
Kind of, yeah.
Looking through his face the whole time, it was like, "Oh God, I hope I get caught. I hope I get caught. I hope I get caught." God, don't
mind.
It wasn't the great Khali, so he was probably okay.
Yeah, it was Cesaro. We caught him. Anyway,
which Cesaro we know is a good wrestler.
And then partway through we had the rise of the real Americans.
Yeah, that's true too.
Yes. We Cesaro
joined up with Jack Swagger and they become a mediocre tag team.
Yep. Pretty much. And then we had SummerSlam.
All right. SummerSlam, usually that's a good pay-per-view. But how did it turn out?
It wasn't horrible, but it wasn't great.
SummerSlam was good up until they did the fuck you ending.
Well, it started off kind of weak with the Bray Wyatt against Kane and the Ring of Fire match. Not an Inferno match, but just a Ring of Fire match.
Right.
Yeah.
Cody Rhodes beat Sandow. Del Rio beat Christian for the World Heavyweight title.
The Cody Rhodes match was versus Sandow was a great match. The Christian Del Rio match was pretty good, though it ended how we expected it with Del Rio winning.
Yeah. Natty beat the Small Boo Bella. Brock Lesnar defeated CM Punk in a no disqualification match.
That was a great match.
Yeah.
And the only person who can make Brock Lesnar look good besides Hunter is CM Punk.
Yeah. Dolph Ziggler and Caitlyn beat Big E and AJ.
Which, I mean, that match didn't make a lot of sense to me, but whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it was pretty well solidifying that, Ziggler was definitely out on his own now. AJ is out on her own with kind of a sidekick at the moment, Big E. I mean, Big E was just starting to get towards being in his own as well.
Yeah.
And then we had Adrian's favorite match of the night. John Cena against Daniel Bryan, and your winner, and new WWE champion. Which, thank God, that we actually had this match.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was happy with it. It was a clean win. It was a good match.
Yes, it was.
It was a really good match. Yep. However, the ending of this match is what Adrian's referring to. Guess who cashes in Money in the Bank? Triple H,
it
that dirty...
It would have been alright if Hunter didn't get involved.
That dirty son of a bitch. Now, we were talking about Money in the Bank, though. There's no way Orton's going to win this, because what we've been talking about, he's got too many strikes against him. So what do? They give him the briefcase.
Yeah.
And then what do they have him do at SummerSlam? Cash in and win. With Triple H turning on him.
Yeah.
And then...
The only way Orton can get the title without the strike...
The year, the second half of the year was for Randy Orton.
Yep.
Big whoopty freaking do.
Oh, I'll take it. I'd rather be Orton than Cena.
You know, at this point, I'm going to disagree with that.
I'd rather be
Brian. I'm sorry. Orton is just...
Are you sitting there...
Too unpredictable.
Decked out in your John Cena gear there, Adrian, with your John Cena blow-up doll?
I would rather be caught wearing a John Cena shirt than a Randy Orton shirt at this point, and I'll say that on record.
Wow.
With the exception of the breast cancer awareness shirt, that one was actually really good.
Yeah, that one was really, really good.
That was
good.
Really good.
So
I'd better have somebody who can market as the champion as somebody who's too unpredictable. And Orton is just too unpredictable.
Yeah, I don't think so.
He's writing off his family's legacy. Bullshit.
He's the chosen one.
Total bullshit.
He's the chosen one. He's doing his thing right now.
Wait, so yeah. Orton's Jeff Jarrett?
No. Orton's got more talent in his pinky toe than Jeff Jarrett has in his whole body.
I disagree with that completely. Jarrett was great.
Yeah. We've got more talent than Jeff Jarrett.
You're so full of shit right now. I mean,
Jarrett was not that good.
Jarrett was better than Bret Hart.
Oh, whoa.
You know what, Adrian?
Hold that thought.
You know what, Adrian? Let's see.
You can't hit me with the microphone when I'm not there, bitch. Oh.
No, goddamn, I can't even mute you.
Gotta show up sometime.
Yeah, you gotta show up sometime.
Okay, so Jeff Jarrett's not really better than Bret Hart, but he is better than Randy Orton.
Yeah.
Nah.
Jeff Jarrett can cut a promo and be coherent.
So can Orton.
Yeah, but it's boring as fuck.
So is your mom, but...
You can give Chris... You could have given Chris Benoit Valium and had him do a promo and it'd be more entertaining than Randy Orton.
Oh, you... No, absolutely not.
Oh, God.
I thought Benoit was more entertaining than Orton.
You know what? You can insert Hunico as Hunico, and he's more entertaining than Orton.
And you can't even understand Hunico.
Exactly. He speaks Spanish. I know who the fuck speaks Spanish.
I'm gonna... You're getting it when you get it the next time you come over. I mean, I'm just going to beat this living piss out of you.
Well, I don't believe that.
And
you
got to record this because everybody's going to want to see this.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Anyway. So, John Cena loses, and we find out the next night on Monday Night Raw why. He had a huge softball on the side of his elbow.
Did he ever.
Yeah.
Wow.
That was pretty interesting to go back and see, and it's like, holy shit.
Yeah, he was supposed to be out for...
6 months?
Yeah, I'm thinking 4 to 6 months, and that put his timetable to return at Royal Rumble as a surprise entrant. We're not quite where we need to be yet, but I don't think that one fared out as well as we were hoping.
No.
And then that was the also... What happened that night, the night after, was the...
Behold the King.
Birth of the Authority.
The,
King
of the return of the greatest Triple H music ever.
Yeah. Evolution was really good.
And
I really like this
one. That's more stable
most.
Music. I like this music as the solo.
Yeah, I do like this one better than the game.
Because I got a wrestler on Facebook for the wrestler app. I use this music for his wrestler and the company I'm in.
This actually is one of my favorite Triple H musics.
And actually I have this song on iPod too, so.
Yeah.
That's probably our song for the night, just so you guys know. Anyway. Because it's been stuck in my head for a while.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was the, birth of that, of the Authority, and then Ricardo sided with Rob Van Dam on the that night as well, I believe. And then Punk continued his feud with Heyman. So yeah. Oh, and Cody Rhodes got fired after being beaten by Randy Orton. That was not quite right then, but that was right thereafter too.
Yeah. The whole Authority thing is...
Why did he get fired? Because he disagreed with the Authority.
Yeah.
He thought that what they did was wrong, and they put him in a match against Randy Orton, and he lost the match. That was Labor Day, because I missed most of that, because my stupid cable provider fucked up my DVR.
Yeah.
And,
the only Raw I missed this year was... Christmas Raw. I don't think I missed anything.
No, it was pretty shitty. And then that following Monday was when Goldust made his return. And still lost.
Yep.
I was in the hospital with my wife getting ready to give birth and still watching that match.
Yes, you were.
That's dedication right there.
That's dedication.
That is.
And a loving wife, might I add.
Well, they weren't doing anything. She was being induced the next morning, so it wasn't a big deal.
Well, that she actually let you watch it.
She wanted to watch it, too.
Oh, okay, never mind.
She's not a huge wrestling fan, but she was cool with it.
Dedication on her part to watch it with you.
Yeah.
she does get kind of into it, so.
We named our son Triple H.
Yes. I mean, come on.
His first name really is Hunter.
Yeah. Cute kid, by the way.
Thank you. Takes after his dad.
So what are you going to do? If you have a daughter, what are you going to name her?
That one's actually, if we have a daughter, it's not going to actually be wrestling related. I'm sorry. It's sad to say. You ever watch the TV show Firefly?
No.
Oh, God.
It's like I don't watch Doctor Who. I've had people tell me I need to watch it, and I don't.
If we were going to have a girl, we were going to name her Kaylee.
Okay.
The only reason why I know Kaylee is from Big Bang Theory, so.
Huh?
Name of a chick from the show.
Oh, Penny? You talking Penny?
Yeah.
Yeah, the hot blonde?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Penny? Penny? Penny?
Yes.
Anyway. But no, we were going to name her Kaylee, and it was spelled the same as the character off of Firefly.
Yep.
Ah.
Thank God it wasn't a girl. I've already got one of those and don't want to have to deal with another one. All right, so then we'll go to Night of Champions.
Yeah, which, correct me if I'm wrong, but not all belts were defended that night, were they?
Let me look. The WWE Tag Team Champion, the Intercontinental, the Divas, the World Heavyweight, the Intercontinental, the U.S. title was... No? Yeah, they were all defended that night.
Oh, they were? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we had the night of the pre-show. We had, and this was to determine the number one contenders. You had the primetime players that beat Tons of Funk, the Usos, 3MB, and the Real Americans. Yeah.
Because wasn't that also about the same time that somebody came out of the closet?
Yeah, Darren Young came out of the closet that time.
Yeah.
So.
That was actually right before Survivors, or SummerSlam.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And then.
Curtis, I think WWE was, pushing him too much until around Night of Champions, also.
Yeah. You had Curtis Axel retain his Intercontinental title, AJ Lee retain her Divas title in a fatal four-way match, Rob Van Dam beat Del Rio by DQ, The Miz beat Fandango, Paul Heyman and Curtis Axel defeated CM Punk with help from Ryback, and Dean Ambrose defeated Dolph Ziggler, The Shield beat the Primetime Players, and Daniel Bryan, two-time WWE champion after that night.
Yep.
And it was around this time that a stupid reality show came on TV.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Jason Heath's favorite show. Total Divas.
Total Divas.
And people were getting pushed that should have never been pushed. And the birth of the dumbest woman ever in the WWE was born.
Eva Marie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Duh.
Hey, next up is, I believe, Richard's favorite pay-per-view of the year, Battleground.
The worst name ever. With the worst ending.
It was pretty, the name of it was pretty bad. Payback and Battleground just didn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense.
No. And had the dumbest thing ever at the end. It also had with cable companies refunding customers.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they undid that the main event.
No, I thought they refunded the money for...
That was Night of Champions, actually.
Yeah, that was Night of Champions.
No, Battleground. It was a big show.
I don't remember.
He knocked out both of them.
It's been a long year.
Well, that was
Brian.
I thought it was SummerSlam, though. Because Triple H... Yeah, I thought I could have sworn it was...
No, Night of Champions was the one that they had to pay all the refunds for because the next night...
Battleground.
No, because they didn't undo Battleground. Big Show screwed up the ending of it. But at the end of Night of Champions, they undid the match on Raw the next night, so people got pissed and asked for the running back.
No, no, it was they reversed the decision because of the referee at Night of Champions.
That they reversed the decision until the match never took off. So that was why they had to refund the money.
Yeah, because it was because
of the no contest was Battleground.
No, they did it because, pretty much Triple H took the belt away from Daniel Bryan. Because the aftermath was Scotty Armstrong's like, oh, they got us. They're onto us.
Yeah, that was Night of Champions.
Right, so it was that they
Match at Battleground. Big Show came out and knocked out Daniel Bryan. Then he knocked out the ref.
But Night of Champions was the one that they had to issue the refunds for.
Oh, I thought it was Battleground.
No, Night of Champions was the one they had to issue the refunds for. Because they didn't undo anything from Night of Champions. It just they undid what happened at Night. Or I'm fucking, you know what I mean now. God damn it, I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was Night of Champions.
Okay. Yeah, but then the Battleground had Big Show knocking everybody out, keeping the title held up in the bands.
Yeah. No, I had to Google it. It was September, so.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Anyway. Yeah, because we covered that. It's like, hey, you don't like what happens to this bitch, they'll give you your money back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Anyway, so now on to the next one.
At Hell in a Cell.
Was it Hell in a Cell?
Hell in a Cell was the next one.
Oh, we didn't cover Battleground, really.
There wasn't a lot. It was a bunch of bullshit, and stuff happened.
CM Punk beat Ryback.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. On to Hell in a Cell.
We had two cage matches.
You know, this is when we had R-Truth on the cover, on the promotional poster. Why?
He was not even on the card, but hey, you know, whatever.
Was he even in the card?
No. Not at all. So I think he might have been part of the booth.
Yeah, he was part of the, like, pre-show team or whatever.
Yeah. Let's see. Cody Rhodes and Goldust beat The Shield.
Yes.
Get their tab back.
Fandango and Summer Rae beat Kali and Natty. Big E defeated Dean Ambrose by a countout. That was when Curtis Axel was hurt, and they had to take him out. Mm-hmm. CM Punk defeated Ryback and Paul Heyman. Handicap Hell in a Cell match.
Which and after the match, CM Punk just issued a hell of a beating on
beat the living piss out of him.
Yes. Oh, God.
I think this was the birth of Big E Langston.
Oh, yeah.
Definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, this just solidified him as being, hey, he is a good wrestler. Watch for him.
The Los Matadors. Primo and Epico beat the Real Americans with El Dorito. John Cena beat Alberto Del Rio. Oh, that's right. Forgot about that. The build-up to this. Vicky Guerrero comes out and tells Del Rio who his opponent is for Hell in a Cell. And it's John Cena coming back months too early. Speculation. Speculation was there. Why is John Cena coming back to feud for the World Heavyweight title? I don't know. And the best thing we could think of was for the Make-A-Wish kids.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That way they've got a real belt to pose with. Hey, we bought it. You know? Sounded good. You know? AJ Lee beat the Small Boo Bella.
Yeah.
And,
Was hurt.
Randy Orton defeated Daniel Bryan in the Hell in a Cell match. That's when Shawn Michaels beat super kicked Daniel Bryan.
Yep.
And then that's also the next night of Raw is when Cena cashed in and lost. Only the second man to do it.
Yeah.
Who was the first?
Oh, John Cena.
The guy he faced.
Yeah. Heath, are you ripping ass in my basement?
Yeah.
Sick son of a bitch. Anyway.
Do it all the time yourself.
And then we had Survivor Series.
Why is the mop brown?
Oh, God.
So we had Survivor Series.
Yes.
The Shield and the Real Americans beat Cody Rhodes, Goldust, and the Usos with a returning Rey Mysterio. What do you fucking do?
Yeah. Ron Mysterio Jr.
Yeah, who cares? Big E defeated Curtis Axel for the Intercontinental title. Thank God we got the belt off of Curtis Axel. Isn't that right, boys?
Right.
Yes.
Yep.
Team Total Divas beat Team True Divas, which was AJ, Tamina, Caitlyn, Alicia Fox, Rosa Mendez, Oksana, and Summer Rae. Question, why is Alicia Fox, Rosa Mendez, Oksana still on the roster?
I don't know.
Okay, just
who knows? Who cares?
Mark Henry defeated Ryback. John Cena defeated Alberto Del Rio in his rematch.
Yep.
CM Punk and Daniel Bryan beat the Wyatts. And Randy Orton defeated The Big Show. Which, Big Show got fired. I'm going to press charge. I'm going to sue you guys. Blah, blah, blah. You know what? I'll drop my lawsuit if I can have a title match. Okay.
I want my job back in a title match, and that's it.
Okay, mm-hmm. We'll give it to you. That was dumb. Dumb. I would like to say we had...
Almost as predictable as the John Cena title match.
I would have to say they at least had two traditional Survivor Series matches on there.
Yes.
Yeah, Montana Man. He was fired from his Ironclad contract.
Yes.
Yeah. And then that takes us to TLC.
Yeah.
Which took place just 2 weeks ago.
In a long stretch of back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back pay-per-views.
Yeah, God, I was so sick and tired of pay-per-views.
Yeah. It's tiring on us. With the post-shows afterwards.
Oh, God. And then, let's see, CM Punk defeated The Shield.
Yes.
AJ Lee defeated Natty.
Yes.
Right.
Big E defeated Damian Sandow.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Cody Rhodes and Goldust beat Crybaxel, Big Show and Mysterio, and The Real Americans.
Yes.
R-Truth defeated Brodus Clay.
Why?
I don't know. Kofi Kingston defeated The Miz in by far the worst no disqualification match I've ever seen.
Yes.
The Wyatt family beat Daniel Bryan.
Yes.
And in the final pay-per-view match of the year, Randy Orton defeated John Cena to become the WWE World Heavyweight Champion.
In a decent match and what I thought was a
swerve-looking
fall.
Oh, God. When Cena's head just bounced off that table?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. So it became crystal clear why Cena came back.
Yeah.
It was all about having one world champion again.
Yeah.
Thank God. I was tired. And we've been talking about it for a while. It made no sense why we were going to have two world titles.
Once they did away with the brand split, yeah, I totally agree.
It was always the SmackDown world title, the world heavyweight title was always second rate to the WWE title. Once it got moved...
The WWE title was on SmackDown.
Even then...
Didn't last very long.
When the world heavyweight title was on Raw, when that was the Raw title, it held... Whichever title represented Raw was always held with more honor, more prestige.
Yes. Yep.
And then when they flip-flopped them, the WWE title got its prestige back, and the World Heavyweight title went to the crapper.
The heck was that?
I think that was Adrian moving.
Yeah, it's my chair. Sorry.
So, and we finally have an undisputed champion.
Yes.
For the first time since early 2000s.
Yeah, because they said it was first time in 11 years.
Something like that.
First time since the fall of 2002.
Yeah.
And I love how they're playing, oh, it's the first time ever, blah, blah, blah. Really?
I don't think so.
About Orton saying he's the first, he's the best, first, greatest ever undisputed. Yeah, no, you're not.
No.
Yeah.
All right.
Like they've written off Chris Jericho.
Yeah. Hey, guys.
Yeah.
Let's dive into something.
All right.
For the final time in 2013... Let's take a look at our bet, shall we?
Yeah.
This week, we decided to do something different. I was in a holiday spirit. So what we decided to do, we only scored wins this week. We didn't score losses. You're welcome, guys.
Yay.
Nice
of you.
So this week, you surely finished with 25 points. Adrian finished at 5, and Heath finished at 30.
Holy shit.
Well, you had Cena went on Raw, Natty went on Raw, Fandango went on Raw, and Mysterio went on Raw. And you had Mark Henry went on Raw and SmackDown, and Cena went on SmackDown. Adrian had one guy win, and that was Bray Wyatt.
Okay.
And I had CM Punk, Big E went on Raw, Big E went on SmackDown, Randy Orton went on SmackDown, and Daniel Bryan went on SmackDown.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, going into the final week of 2013, yours truly is winning at 204 points. Team Adrian's at 161 points. And Team Jizzmopper, 144.
Wait, I'm in second place?
Yes. Yeah, because we gave you a double point win week the week of TLC.
And every one of my people won at TLC. That's right.
No. Big Show lost.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Big Show.
However, you had the Rhodes boys retain their title. That was 20 points. Bray Wyatt won. That was 10 points. And AJ Lee retained her title. That was another 20 points. And you had AJ Lee went on Raw. That was 10 points. And you had Big Show went on Raw. That was another 10 points. And then you had the Rhodes boys lose on Raw. So you got, let's see, 70, you got like 80-something points in 1 week.
Okay.
That was best. Yeah, that was the best use of a double point 1 week we've ever seen.
Yes.
There you go.
That catapulted you into second place. Good job. I hope you're clapping and not spanking it, because that's just wrong.
Yes, I'm clapping.
All right. Let's get this out of the way, and then we'll dive into the Hour Bomber Awards for the year. Okay?
All right.
Adrian, I didn't consult you on these, so you're going to have to just trust my judgment on these.
Okay.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy. Not The Price is Right. Not the $64,000 pyramid, but Jam the Jizzmopper.
Hey, I can play along in the chat.
Yes, you can.
Yes, you can.
Here's how this show works. I'm going to play three theme songs for the Jizzmopper. If he can successfully guess two out of three, he will win himself a shit-free show on the next week.
Which would suck.
Yo, God, I hate it. All right, Heath.
Yeah, apparently, my humility equals ratings on this show.
Yes. So, you feeling lucky this week?
Sure.
God, you're going to need a lot of luck on this one. Are you ready?
Let's go for it.
All right, here's your first one.
God.
Just remember, you cannot say anything. You can type it in the chat if you want to.
Oh, they've got it.
Oh, yeah. I know, I had to think for a second.
They're right. I don't think they're going to get the next one. That makes you feel any better.
Oh, really? Oh,
yeah. God.
So that means it's just that much harder.
Yeah. And your time starts now.
Yeah.
Can Heath guess it? No, he can't.
He's a douchebag. Yes, he is.
How can you not get this? I mean, come on, seriously. Can
he guess it? No.
No.
He you can't game. Boom. We need an answer, Heath.
The only thing that comes to my mind is whenever JBL and Baddest Billy Gunn were tag team.
Let me tell you, I can't remember when JBL and Billy Gunn were ever a tag team.
Exactly. Can I give him a hint?
You can give him a hint. He'd
bang,
still,
bang.
Yeah, he still doesn't get it.
Oh, my God.
You don't get it with the bang bang? It was Cactus Jack.
That was Cactus Jack's music?
God. That was Cactus Jack. God. All right.
Wow.
You ready for number two? I don't think. Can you not beat the shit out of your keyboard? All right, you ready for number two?
Okay. What the fuck? Like on, you know, Magna P.I. or pandemic virus or something like that. That sounds like something from the 80s.
Your time starts now. The chat has not even gotten it.
Okay.
That's how obscure this one is.
Apparently. Is it from the 80s? Let me ask that. Because it sounds like it.
1 second, I must consult.
Uh-oh.
We're going to stop.
That's kind of bad.
We're going to stop the time here for just a second. I don't believe it is from the 80s, but I am going to get clarification. No, everyone in the chat is wrong right now.
Okay.
Okay.
Give me just a second here, Heath.
That's not a problem.
I've never had this question asked.
I know, it's like, hey, I'm actually using a lifeline here.
Okay. The answer to your question, no, it was not the 80s. You have about 10 seconds left.
Huh.
Good luck, dude. I don't know this one.
Can't.
He guessed it.
No, I can't.
Can't. Boom. Boom.
Yeah. There's no way.
I'll give you a hint.
Okay.
This one's on the house. He was in the NWO, the Wolf Pack.
Oh, shit.
Oh, God.
God, I'm trying to remember who all was in the Wolf Pack.
Richard's close.
I don't know.
Richard's real close. Adrian's got it now.
Adrian's got it now.
The correct answer is Max Moon.
I would never have
who later that. Went on to become Conan.
Wow.
Yes.
I don't even remember that music for him.
I don't either.
All right, and for shits and giggles.
Yeah.
Son of a bitch. Thank you, Montana Man.
Yep. Somebody from WCW?
No.
No. Yep.
I would tell you that.
But really, that's only because we made the rule at the beginning that we were not going to use WCW themes.
That's true. That's true. Unless you explicitly told me ahead of time.
The correct answer for this one is Bobby Lashley.
The man with incredibly small ears.
Yes. The man with the incredibly small ears. All right, let's dive into the Hour Bomber Awards.
All right.
All right, what we got?
Well, we got to wait for the sound here. Okay.
Ow.
That was for you.
Thank you.
All right.
Want to make sure you're awake.
Oh, I'm awake. And now I'm more awake than ever.
Now, we're still going to be doing the TWR Network Awards. These are ones simply given out by us. Let's see. What do we want to do first? I gave you all a list of what we were going to do. So okay. Hopefully you guys have your awards to hand out tonight. I guess the first award we're going to give away tonight, let's go ahead. You know what? This one will be a fun one.
Okay.
It's our What Stinks for 2013.
I got mine.
All right. I'll let Heath, you can go first with your What Stinks for 2013.
My What Stinks, I mean, it's kind of a two-part thing, but yet it's one subject altogether.
Okay.
The first part being the show that is known as Total Divas.
Okay.
The second part of it, just the fact that the Diva division is just really lackluster.
Okay, we had the good,
there's only really a good few.
Montana Man agrees, this is what stinks for 2013 was Total Divas.
Yeah.
Hey, I just want to say, we get to see Nikki Bella in that, and she's fucking hot.
Okay, that's the only redeeming quality to that.
That is about the only redeeming quality, so we get to see Nikki Bella.
If you mute it and just watch it to see how they look, that'd be fine. But the fact that we actually would have to listen to it as well, it's like, no.
Yeah.
But yeah, the Diva Division, it really needs to pick up more if they really want to make it be more prominent. And there's just only a couple of them that are really good.
Yeah.
I mean, you got AJ, which is the current Diva champion. You got Natalya.
They're not even pushing.
Yeah, AJ's, yeah.
Tamina is actually pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God for her father being Superfly. Yeah.
Talk about riding the coattails of a family name.
Good God. But she's still good, though. She's still good. Which of the Bellas is it that was the better of the two?
Nikki Bella, the Big Blue Bella.
The Big Blue Bella, yes, that's right. Am I missing anyone else that's...
Caitlyn?
Decent? Yeah, Caitlyn.
However, she hasn't competed in forever.
No. I mean, luckily they did bring her back for a little bit, you know, for the Survivor Series.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there just really isn't that many others.
No.
So, that is my what stinks for all of 2013. All
right. Who wants to go next?
I'll let Richard go.
All right, Richard. You're up.
Two-parter.
All right.
Part A is the death of the Dolph Ziggler push.
All right.
Because it started out great. Hey, someone took mine. I'm taking someone else.
Oh, we can agree on the, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Just because Heath's already said it doesn't mean we can't make it unanimous. It's okay.
Hey, he took what I was going, so I wanted to go something different.
All right.
Because he started out 2013 really good. I think the death of his push started with a concussion.
Which wasn't his fault.
I know, it wasn't his fault, but that just kind of...
Second Gene Snitsky.
I think it made them look twice at him.
All right.
And then the second one is what I think will be the death of TNA, and that's losing AJ Styles. Because I don't see TNA surviving without him.
I'd have to agree with you. The biggest free agent in the market.
Oh, yeah.
I think that they need to, WWE, they need to sign him. Whatever it's going to take, just write out that many zeros. That would be awesome to see it at Royal Rumble.
Oh, that's a mark out moment outside of Dolph Ziggler winning.
Yeah.
I don't watch TNA much, but I do know.
AJ Styles fans will jump to the WWE faster than rats leaving a sinking ship.
Which, I guess this would be rats jumping a sinking ship, actually.
Yes.
So.
And people will be, wrestlers will be leaving TNA and coming back to the WWE.
No.
Fast that Dixie Carter can get a southern drawl out of her mouth.
No. They don't need or want many people from TNA, so that ain't going to happen.
There's a few I could see coming to WWE.
AJ Styles is one of the few that I would say that they may want.
That list is short, sort of like Heath's penis. Short.
The only people I could see, honestly, from TNA that I could see that they would want is, A, I think that they would take on AJ Styles. I think they would take the Dudleys back.
Austin Aries.
And Austin Aries is probably the only other one. Those are my only people. And I think that I would love to see Ken Anderson get another shot in the WWE.
Yeah.
No. I see him taking Hardy back before bringing Anderson back.
I don't see either one of them coming back. All right, Adrian, you're up.
All right. My what stinks for 2013. It's going to be the commentary team.
Okay.
Dear God.
Yeah.
It is a train wreck.
Yes.
The King has completely lost it at this point. He isn't as funny as he used to be. He doesn't mesh well with JBL and Cole. JBL sounds even more ridiculous trying to, like, handle the ridiculousness that goes along with dealing with the King and Cole together.
So, do you think they worked better when it was just Cole and JBL on the Christmas edition of Raw?
Actually, I did. I had fewer issues. That was one of the few times this year where I didn't take exception with the commentary.
Okay, so you say the King's lost it.
I say the King just doesn't have it anymore.
He was better with JR than he was with Michael Cole and JBL.
Yes.
Okay. You got anything else?
Well, other than what Richard and Keith already said, no, I'm good.
Okay. So, I guess I'll make it official, and we'll go unanimous with Total Divas. It'll be mine.
All right.
And, actually, man, it was really hard for me to choose. It really was. Because we had, and here's what I was trying to decide between. We had the horrible finishes of pay-per-views, because we had multiple horrible finishes of pay-per-views.
Yes, yes.
And then we had, like Heath already said, an almost non-existent Divas division. And then something else that irks me really, really bad. The Miz.
Yeah, it's yeah. Like...
The Miz.
What direction are they going to have them go?
They're going to turn him heel. Oh, shit, he's got a movie coming out. Fuck, we can't do that now.
Yeah.
I think all of them are that bad. You know, I think... I don't know what I would want to pick as my one. I think they're all equally as bad.
They're all equally horrible.
I think they are. I think they're... And possibly The Miz is... And Kofi's no DQ match at TLC. might have taken the cake. Either that or...
I've got
so many of them. Because, you know, my what stinks. Rock and John Cena twice in a lifetime. And then Triple H and Brock Lesnar. We have to see him two pay-per-views in a row.
Yeah.
There's so many bad things this year.
There's just too much to choose from.
And there is. You know? So...
You just gotta... It's hard to really choose that top one.
Are we doing Kenny Diggins for the next year on this or not?
Can you dig it? I guess.
Sucker. I wasn't prepared.
I wasn't either. Go ahead, Adrian.
This is actually just one thing I want to ask. Okay. And I saw this came up on FTW, and I thought it sounded like a good idea to me.
Okay.
What if they extended the pay-per-view, like the like pre-show thing that they do? What if they put like that team together? And have, like, the king in charge of that, and put that on Raw. And SmackDown as well. That way they can shoot up to them, and they can do, like, promotions for upcoming matches and stuff like that. And that would take off some of the strain on the announcing team shoving so much stuff down our throats.
So we've got, like, the king, Kofi Kingston, and Mick Foley.
Let's say we have the king, Bret Hart, and Mick Foley.
Okay.
They're basically like your Fox pregame show people.
Okay.
Okay.
They basically do... They build up your matches for the week that are going to be on Raw. They talk about what's coming up on the show. They do talk about things that maybe just happened. Show the replays, stuff like that. Interview things, much like they do on like the halftime show on Fox or in the NFL.
So we're going to have halftime on Monday Night Raw.
Well, they kind of already do with some of the promos and segments they do. I mean, this is just changing how they do it a little bit.
Okay.
And at least this way, and I can see it from Adrian's point.
It takes the king out of the booth where he's been struggling as of late. It lets JBL and Cole mesh better as an announcing team, and lets them focus on actually announcing instead of promoting.
And on top of that, the three people that you're saying, you know, they're all legends.
Well, no, we're just using that as an example, Dickhead.
I know, but
we would rotate him out.
Yeah.
So basically,
have the king host it, like as like. The king's your Terry Bradshaw, and you rotate the other people in and out.
So they would be teaching us how to use the WWE app, not Michael Cole.
Right.
Michael
Cole.
Right.
Okay. All right.
I can see that.
I can dig that.
Yeah.
All right. Can you dig this, guys? Okay. Here's mine. TNA, done by the end of 2014. Completely done.
Oh, yeah.
I cannot dig it.
Oh, I can. I'm even calling Bound for Glory is the last TNA pay-per-view.
Why, Adrian? Why can you not dig that?
I think that they're going to continue to dump money into it, or they're going to find someone to sell it to.
All right.
Who's going to want to buy it? Jeff Jarrett's gone.
Yeah. That just goes to show...
He knows a sinking ship when he sees one.
That goes to show you how bad it is when one of the founders is gone.
I think that, I think Bischoff would buy it if he had the opportunity to.
Yeah. You know, I'd like to see it backed. a Bischoff back promotion again. But
if I want someone to really buy it, who I would love to see buy it, and it's not going to happen, is Paul Heyman.
Yeah, that would actually be interesting. And let Paul Heyman run it again? Or let Paul Heyman run another promotion? Okay.
If somebody like Bischoff buys it and handles the like financial end and like the running of the things behind the scenes, and let Heyman be like the like guy booking and handling all that stuff.
Yeah, be the front man.
But can you see the two of them working together?
No, I can't. But that would be the best case scenario for TNA.
Yeah.
All right. Either one of you guys have anything?
I unfortunately don't really have much input because
that's fine. You weren't watching TNA.
I didn't think of one.
Okay, that's fine. All right, so now we're going to move on to the rest of the Hour Bomber Awards. So, back to this. All right. So, first award we're going to give away tonight is going to be Rookie of the Year. All right. Jason Heath, who is your Rookie of the Year for 2013?
You know, I hate to, you know, separate the three guys.
Okay.
But
you don't have to.
I would really have to give the Rookie of the Year to, actually, Seth Rollins.
Interesting choice on there.
I mean, I've really watched The Shield. I mean, all three of them are good in their own right. But to me, on a technical standpoint, Seth Rollins, good God, he's actually a very good wrestler.
Okay.
So, and I've seen him improve, you know, through every match that he's done. So, I see him as being my Rookie of the Year this year.
All right. Richard, you're up. Who's your Rookie of the Year?
Good question.
I sent you guys a list.
I was going with The Shield as well. I was going with them as a group, but one guy has really stood out in the last 3-4 months, and that's Big E Langston.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Can't say that's just a bad idea.
Because of not just because he's the prototypical WWE guy, but because of how explosive he is. Not many 6'3", 6'4" guys, 290, can move like he moves.
All right. Adrian, who's your Rookie of the Year going to?
Well, I'm going to give my strong runner-up, but it's going to be Big E Langston.
Okay.
For sure.
All right.
My Rookie of the Year, however, I'm going to actually go the opposite of Heath and say Roman Reigns.
Okay.
As a big man, he's really shown me a lot. I like the way that he works his matches. That Superman punch I love, and the Spearman he does it better than anybody since Edge.
All right,
yeah, he does have an impressive spear.
Yes, my Rookie of the Year is going to go to the great Fandango. No, I'm kidding.
You couldn't say that with a straight face.
No, actually, I couldn't. Okay. Seriously, my Rookie of the Year goes to Curtis Axel. No, I can't do that one
no.
either. it's actually going to go to Big E Langston.
Okay.
He started off the year as Dolph Ziggler's bitch and finished the year strong. And he's got the backing of Super Cena. So, big things to come from him.
Yes. Yes.
Next award we're going to give out here.
Okay.
If you guys can be fast on this one, I got one that I didn't even think of.
Okay. Breakout
Star of the Year.
Breakout? Isn't that going to go along with Rookie of the Year?
No, because you don't necessarily have to be a rookie to win this one.
That's true. I can go right off right now. Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Good guy.
Daniel Bryan, yeah.
He is the most over-wrestler. I mean, whenever he's just out there being part of the group that is, you know, not even part of the promo, really, just part of the group behind it.
And still Ziggler takes just, over the segment.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, good God.
All right.
You cannot have much more.
I think we're all in agreement on that one.
Yeah.
Adrian, you disagree?
I agree.
Okay. Comeback of the year. Let's throw that one out there.
Ooh.
Goldust.
Yeah, Goldust. I got to agree with that. Question.
Goldust?
Totally agree.
Yeah. I would have to.
He's been out of the scene for quite some time, and he's back, and he, like I read before, you know, he's shown that he can go with the big boys that are still out there now.
All right. Okay.
And the youngins.
So, next to what we're going to give out, your moment of the year.
I do have my moment.
Okay.
My moment of the year actually is a nod in regards to Paul Bearer.
Oh, when CM Punk dumped his ashes out? That was awesome.
No.
Okay.
I'm talking about the entire promo and memoriam of Paul Bearer.
Ah, that.
I believe it was definitely very well done. I love the commentary that the wrestlers and even Vince McMahon put into it in regards to that. And then afterwards, we have Undertaker come out, and he gives his own personal nod, and closing it out, it's like, yes, you were a great manager.
All right. Richard.
The AJ promo.
The AJ pipe bomb.
Wow.
Was she her pipe bomb?
Yes.
Okay.
The pipe bombshell.
All right.
Putting all the Total Divas in their place.
All right.
Saying what the fans have been saying for the last 6 years, I'd say.
Okay.
Just finally somebody had the cojones to say what needed to be said.
You know,
she's got the balls. It's just that her balls are on her chest.
Thinking back here, I'm surprised none of us picked the Wyatts as rookies of the year.
Yeah, I didn't think about it, but I would say that they came in late enough in the year where they haven't had as much of an impact as a Shield or Big E.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
I put them as third.
Adrian, your moment of the year.
Can I let you go first?
All right, I will go. My moment of the year. Early in the year.
When CM Punk lost out to The Rock?
Fuck you. It actually had something to do with that, though. It was the promo that CM Punk cut on The Rock. Where basically, the gist of it is, when you step in the ring with me, you're going to realize your arms are just a little too short to box with God.
Oh.
That promo. Yeah. I think that was my favorite moment of the year.
Alright.
That was a good one.
You see, Jason, my moment's on the opposite end of the spectrum. My favorite moment is just a few weeks ago.
Oh, yeah?
It is the promo and the final segment on Raw right before TLC.
Okay.
That 15, 20 minutes of Raw with the promo that John Cena cut, the promo that Triple H was doing, the crowd's ridiculousness of just cheering on Daniel Bryan, the brawl that broke out with CM Punk getting into it with Triple H and Shawn Michaels super kicking CM Punk, and then Bryan nailing down Shawn Michaels. All that perfect.
Yeah.
It was literally the best ending to a Raw ever. Not ever, but in the last, I would say, 2 or 3 years at least.
Yeah, all right. It's been a long time since we've had that good of an ending.
All right.
Yeah.
I know this wasn't on the list, but match of the year.
Ooh.
CM Punk, John Cena.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's mine. Heath?
I agree. Totally.
Adrian?
I'm going to be the only one different here, and I'm going to say that Daniel Bryan versus John Cena from SummerSlam.
My close runner-up was actually Undertaker CM Punk at WrestleMania. That was an awesome match.
Okay.
And then, I know this one wasn't on the list either, but how about show moment of the year?
My favorite one. Ole!
Ole!
Ole! And the 8-plus minute laughing fit that we all had.
Mainly of me losing my shit on the show. That was great.
Yeah. Yes.
All right, and our final award.
As a runner-up, though, I want to give my tirade on Australia a second.
Which one?
Just
all of them kind of tied together.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've all kind of done that, so.
And then our final award, Wrestler of the Year.
Daniel Bryan.
Okay.
Yeah, I was going to say Daniel Bryan as well. He's definitely number one in my books right now.
Someone write these down so we can have these trophies engraved.
We got the show. It's going to be recorded.
The Rock.
No.
What?
Oh, come on.
He saved WrestleMania.
Oh, God. Shut up.
Oh. Don't let me throw up, man.
God, you're horrible.
All right, in all seriousness, it's real close for me. I can't decide, so I'm going to give one half of it to CM Punk and one half to Daniel Bryan.
All right.
That sounds better.
I'm going to get some flack on this one, guys. You're going to not like what I have to say here.
Okay.
My wrestler of the year.
Uh-huh.
If you say Randy Orton, I'm going to kick you in the dick.
Randy Orton?
Kick him for me.
That's how can you go from someone that wasn't even on our radars to he's now the undisputed champion? He beat John Cena clean as clean as you can get in a TLC match.
As clean as you get when you handcuff your opponent to the turnbuckle.
Exactly. He beat John Cena at TLC for the undisputed title. Right there, that seals it. Pretty much done.
But he's used the handcuffs on Cena before. So, I mean, you had to come up with something a little more original on your opponent.
He went from not being on our radars to he won Money in the Bank. He won the WWE title. And there you go.
I'm going to totally disagree with you on this, but whatever.
I told you I was going to get some flack about it, but it's my own personal wrestler of the year.
I would say that my choice of The Rock made more sense.
No, it doesn't.
No, it doesn't.
The Rock at least won his title fair and square.
So did Randy Orton.
I still think Orton's going to be just...
Orton did not win his title fair and square, Jason. I'm sorry. Shawn Michaels super-kicked Daniel Bryan so Orton could win his title.
That was just an unfortunate circumstance of...
And then The Rock had to have Vince McMahon restart the match to win his title, so bam.
Yeah, same diff.
It's not the same. It was a new match.
It was not a new match.
It was a new match.
It was not. Hey, I saw a news story this week that caught my attention.
Oh, really?
Jeff Jarrett's returning to replace Unico?
No. it was... Let me get this pulled up here. Hold on.
Batista's coming back?
Actually, that in legitimate news, yeah, that is actually probably the biggest thing we've had happen since we took our week off.
I'm excited, and I really hope that it turns out that we're going to get Batista versus Lesnar at WrestleMania.
Oh, God.
Oh, I couldn't. I saw that thing on YouTube. I'm like, I missed that on Raw.
And I hope Batista beats his ass.
Yes.
You know, and when that picture of Batista came out a while back, he's still ripped as all hell, too.
He is. He is.
All right,
question is, as far as the conditioning of him. That's another thing.
The story,
he's been competing.
We're good.
So, he's still got to be in shape. He at least he's in better shape than Anderson Silva. Ah, oh, my God.
All right.
You see that?
All right, I'm getting to it. Hold on here. Computer's running slow. I'm having computer issues. Shut up. I don't even see it on here anymore. Son of a bitch. It was basically, and I didn't read the whole story, but it was basically John Cena accidentally gives Nikki Bella to a Make-A-Wish kid.
Wow.
What a kid.
That would be some story.
Oh, I'd love that kid.
Yeah, I would too.
Who wouldn't? Good God.
And then Y2J is going to be cryogenically frozen so he can return as Y3J. And then
that would be funny as hell.
Silva selling broken leg for babyface sympathy. That one too.
I saw that live after the game. He turned it over at a buddy's house to the event just as the fight was starting, and I don't think anybody expected that to happen. Oh my God!
Oh God! Oh yuck! 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 Yuck!
I haven't even seen the picture.
Oh, they had a picture. They had a picture on the website, and I didn't realize it.
Watched it live.
It said vicious man.
Now see, I remember as far as whenever the whole
he leg kicked the guy and like shattered his leg. Am I correct? That's what I saw in that picture.
There was, what was it? There was 90% of us over at my buddy's house when we watched it, we all turned from the TV because you heard it.
Montana Man said was proud.
Oh, God. Like, that picture. Once I looked and saw that picture and realized that it wasn't altered, oh, my God. I'm really feeling a little ill right now. That was, like, horrible.
Yeah, I have not seen
you could
that.
Hear it.
Oh, God. Like, I think Jason, he could strip naked, dance on the table down here in the studio, and it wouldn't be as frightening as that picture.
You could hear the break. I mean, they replayed it without, and they replayed it without the sound, but listening to it live, and the Sid
Bay. Oh! Break,
someone just watched it, didn't he?
Oh, yeah.
I can't watch it anymore.
Yeah, I'm not going to. Oh, God.
No. Sorry, I'm
okay.
Not looking at
that. No, Halbert, you can definitely look away. This I do have to see because I've only been hearing about it. I've not watched it.
About the 44-second mark is a replay, so ooh. That's what you want to look for.
Okay.
All right.
I can't because I've seen that happen a few times. Each time I've seen it and heard it,
Well, I guess
that's kind of bad when they got all that many suits just...
And his own opponent's checking on him, too. That's...
Yeah.
Oh, God. I don't know if I can watch this.
All right, in that case, here.
I didn't... Oh, God.
Because I don't know if you want to.
I
have more of a stomach than you do. I have more of a stomach than you do.
Just the sheer, like...
And you're not sick.
Sympathy pains for him. Like, I've never broken my leg or anything like that, but I can't even imagine how bad that would feel.
Jason, I hate to say this, man, but we've been going for over 2 hours now.
Oh, this is it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, God! That's disgusting!
Wow.
Holy shit! Oh, I can't watch this with you.
And wait a minute, when did he finally realize that he broke it?
Almost immediately after, I would guess.
Yeah.
Well, because, I mean, you don't see it on the expression on his face, though. At least not immediately.
It took a second for him to realize what happened.
It was gross.
They're predicting that was his last fight.
Ugh, well, I'm sure it was.
All right, boys. Let's call 2013 a wrap, shall we?
Yes.
That's a wrap.
We've got one more episode of Monday Night Raw, and then 2013 is officially in the books.
Yes, it is.
With a big show as a baby.
Oh, God, that was funny. I don't know what's more frightening, watching that clip or watching the big show.
You know what, guys? I've seen the spoilers from SmackDown already for the week next week.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Apparently, there's going to be a big challenge on Raw.
Really? Oh, yeah, I know. Yeah, I read that too. So tune in to Monday Night Raw tomorrow night. You know how hard do you think it is for them to record SmackDown before Raw happens when it's going to air after Raw?
Yeah, that can't be easy.
No. Uh-oh. So, Adrian, what do we got coming up? No.
Honestly, can he do it this week, man? I don't add up to it.
I don't even think we got anything.
I don't think so either.
Okay, so what do we got?
Say,
Heath, if someone has a problem with something we said on the show, what do they do?
Make a fucking themselves.
Well, actually, I do have something coming up.
Is he finally going to write an article?
But hold on.
I'm looking at it tonight.
The views of Jason Heath do not necessarily represent those of the RBOM or the TWR Network. If someone has a problem with something we said, Heath, what do they really do?
They can email us at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
All right. You can also like us on Facebook, review us on iTunes, subscribe to us on iTunes, send us messages on Facebook, all that good stuff. Get a hold of us, please. We bang it.
Oh, yes.
And,
we do reply.
And then, what do you got? Do we actually have an article?
Yes, we do. It will be sometime this week. Just depends on when I finish it up.
Any idea what your article is?
The Big Dog's Bite of the Year.
All right.
Uh-huh.
Let's see. Shooting from the Hip recorder of the show today.
Yep.
Did they, are they going to do another show on Wednesday?
I don't think they're doing one Wednesday. I think they're doing one at another point this week. I don't know when, though.
And is, FTW's not doing one on New Year's Eve, correct?
They're not doing one until the week after New Year's.
All right.
Okay.
We will be here next week, though. And,
yes, we will.
Let's see. You know, I know we've been going a long time, guys. However, New Year's is coming up here. And I just want all of our listeners out there listening, all one of you, now and those on the download, be safe. this New Year's Eve?
Yes.
Don't drink and drive, please. We'd like to have you back listening to the show. Yeah. So if you think you've had too much to drink, give someone a call, please.
Call a cab.
Yes, yeah, absolutely.
Even call AAA. They actually do drivings for free.
Yes. So, and on a personal note, guys, I've had a real fun 2013. I mean, it's been real shitty to some points, but I just want to thank you guys for doing the podcast with me. This has been a whole lot of fun. It made the last 10 months of wrestling go by pretty fast.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean,
I want to thank you guys for letting me be on the show with you.
Well, we figured it'd be nice, and your last show since Adrian's going to fire you. And so, all right, that about does it from us.
All right, here's the deal. If he doesn't get an article out this week, he can't be on the show next week.
There you go. He can only be on the show when he gets articles out.
Yes.
I like it.
That challenge, puts the burden on you.
Halfway done.
Challenge has been thrown out there. So, once again, I am your host, the illustrious Jason Halbert, saying adios.
The big bad booty daddy.
The big Adrian Masters quits this bitch.
The jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And I ain't got nothing for you, so Richard.
Says later, losers.
And we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been hour-bombed.
Happy New Year.
Adrian?
Toodles.
Thank you.
Behold the King of Kings. On your knees, dog. All hail. From the place where the traitor lost both his name and his face. Through the halls and the corridors, stinking in blood, he tasted his grin, and it tasted good. The king took his head, left him broken and dead. Unable to tell. The king took their heads and he sent them to hell. Their screams echo loud in the place of their death. Ripped open, they die with their final breath. They hail the king, the king of kings. Yeah.
only one.